Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Well, hello there, little black kitties of the night. Come and join me, your host, Deadly Debbie, as we go through my creepy files and listen to real-life, strange but true stories from people all over the world. Explore the weird and wonderful in my weekly podcast with Deadly Debbie's Creepy Files.
Diet Coke in DC. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
I had never heard of what we're about to discuss today, and it is puzzling, it's jarring, it is upsetting. After everything that we've been through, you know, this year alone, I want to give a little bit of levity to our current political situation. Again, whatever, wherever you stand, you probably know where we stand. We often stay away from politics, but we can't today. This is very serious. Today we talk about Trump's Diet Coke button. It is a button that is in the Oval Office on his desk that when you press it, a Diet Coke is served to you by one of the aides. Beautiful. What you can do as a president is truly astounding to me. On the Thursday morning after Biden's inauguration, the Oval Office was getting a makeover. A bust of Fred Trump became a statue of labor organizer Cesar Chavez. A portrait of Andrew Jackson, was taken down in favor of a painting of Benjamin Franklin. So again, Biden moving in, Trump moving out. Another stranger change was noted. British journalist Tom Newton Dunn shared side-by-side pictures of Biden and former President Donald Trump sitting behind their desks. And there was, again, one thing that was different about the two pictures. Quote, "When journalist Tom Shipman and I interviewed Donald Trump in 2019, we became fascinated by what was the little red button," he tweeted. "Eventually, Trump pressed it, and a butler swiftly brought in a Diet Coke on a silver platter. That button is gone now." Trump had a button dedicated solely to summoning a Diet Coke on his Oval Office desk. Of course, this is probably maybe not surprising to you. In 2019, Trump served a buffet of McDonald's Filet-O-Fish and Domino's Pizza to the Clemson Tigers, the year's national college football champions. He was a man of the unexpected, I can, I guess, say politely. That's about as polite as I'll get. But this button was really a way that he used to kind of micro mess with people. Lots of journalists who went in and out of the office thought the button was some kind of nuclear detonator. Trump would often reply, "Everyone does get a little nervous when I press the button." He loved, obviously, to make people nervous with his Diet Coke button. Out of nowhere, he suddenly would just press a button, which, as you know, if there's a big red button on a desk of the president, who wouldn't get nervous? Author Chris Sims wrote in his book, Team of Vipers, quote, "Not sure what to do, guests would look at one another with raised eyebrows. Moments later, a steward would enter the room carrying a glass filled with Diet Coke on a silver platter, and Trump would burst out laughing." So think about yourself as a journalist going in this incredible opportunity to ask the president questions or get some insight into what was happening in Washington, and the president just, like, wants to fuck with you. Like, it is. It's very unnerving, even knowing perhaps what Trump is capable of. He rarely used it unless visitors were there, preferring just to yell at valets for Diet Coke, so that's his normal MO. But, you know, with company, he wanted to impress people and terrify them with his Diet Coke button. But you should know something. Trump is not the originator of the Diet Coke button. Let's take a short break.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.
We're back talking about Diet Coke buttons, as you might be on a Friday. So the button itself and the wooden box that it is inside of are rumored to have been installed by Lyndon B. Johnson so he could be warned when the First Lady was on her way to see him. It's kind of a multi-purpose button, I guess. Some presidents have used it as a kind of general call and aid button if they needed something, again, warning that somebody's on their way. The button has just many uses. Richard Branson wrote that the Barack Obama administration had many buttons in the Oval Office, plural. One on his desk. As we stood up to leave, I noticed the red buttons on his desk. Obama saw me looking at them, he wrote. He said, they used to be there for emergencies, but now I use them for ordering tea for my guests. So again, it's not totally unfounded that Trump would use this button for a Diet Coke if Obama used it for tea.
I'm going to have to give Trump this one. Sorry.
Yeah. Someone decided to cut in and say, tea? Mr. President?
I know.
No hot, thanks.
Hot take.
Whoa. That's
very divisive.
Very divisive. But President Biden took it out. He removed the button shortly after inauguration. In fact, he's supposed to prefer Coke Zero to Diet Coke. Think about that for a minute. But then, and I'm glad we're doing this now, because if we had done this episode last week, I wouldn't have had this current update. On January 27th, 2021, a day before we recorded this, yes, breaking news from Business Insider, a red button has returned to the Resolute desk in the Oval Office. Biden installed another button in the office as well, next to the chair by the fireplace. Two new buttons, people, in the Oval Office. What these buttons are for, I don't know. I can't say. I don't have that information. I can't look into the future and get that. But I hope it's for some Mountain Dew, maybe a Little Debbie snack cake, to alert someone that they could bring out some kind of McNugget. We can only hope. I can only hope.
I was going to ask you what...
what my button would be?
Yeah. And I thought you would say Mountain Dew or Diet Mountain Dew.
Yeah. Diet Mountain Dew is... I live and die for that horrible drink.
I would do. I would become president just for that.
Yeah.
But I don't feel like it.
You don't feel like it. Oh, interesting.
Very busy.
Maybe Brett Michaels Traparaca on tap, baby.
Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs projects done well. If you own a home, you know how much work it can take, whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality. It can be hard just to know where to start, but now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Angie has over 20 years of home service experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app, answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of just about any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's Angie.com.